স্বস্তিসাং বুদ্ধিং একাং স্বস্তিদাম আলভ্য বীতস্তরিতোরাজ্ঞো আবেদয়েৎ যথা। ট্রান্সলেশন বাই শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। When Sandra and Amarka, the sons of Shukracharya, observed that all the students, the sons of the demons, were becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness because of the association of Prahlad Maharaj, they were afraid. They approached the king of the demons and described the situation as it was. The words buddhim ekanta sansthitam indicate that as an effect of Prahlad Maharaj's preaching, the students who listened to him became fixed in the conclusion that Krishna consciousness is the only object of human life. The fact is that anyone who associates with a pure devotee and follows his instructions becomes fixed in Krishna consciousness and is not disturbed by materialistic consciousness. The teachers particularly observed this in their students, and therefore they were afraid because the whole community of the students was gradually becoming Krishna conscious. When Sandra and Amarka, the sons of Shankaracharya, I mean Shukracharya, observed that all the students, the sons of demons, are becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness because of the association of Prahlad Maharaj, they were afraid. They approached the king of the demons and described the situation as it was. This is the effect of the association of a pure devotee like Prahlad. In other words, I may say, this is the effect of the result, the association of the sadhu, sadhu sangha, then Prahlad Maharaj was a great sadhu, a great devotee, and that whole demoniac voice became Vaishnava, became devotees. When they heard Prahlad Maharaj's instructions and they are fixed in this conclusion that the only object of human life is the Krishna consciousness. That means only object of human life is to get Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one get? Krishna says, Bhaktyam ekaya grajyam. Bhaktyamam avijanati, bhaktyastum ananaya labhya, all these things Krishna says. Only through bhakti, through devotional service, I will be obtained. No other way is there. No man sadhayati yogam, no sankhyam dharmam tava, no sodhyaya tapas tyago jatha fakir mama tyago. Same thing. Krishna says same thing to Uddhava in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Namam sadhyati yogam, no sankhyam, no dharmam tava, no sodhyaya tapas tyago. Jatha fakir mama tyago. One cannot get me or approach me through yoga system, the strong of yoga system. You understand? Yogam, namam sadhit yogam, na sankhyam. By analytical study, philosophy, science, philosophy, one cannot approach me through it also. And dharmam, so-called religious principles. So one may observe very strictly in his life the so-called religious principles, still cannot approach me or get me.
Stava.
By prayer. You understand? And also cannot approach me. Tyago by renunciation also. One may be a great renunciate, still we cannot approach him. So renunciation. Suppose Tyago, Jodha Bhakti Yidnumodita. But simply by bhakti, devotional service, one can very easily approach me or get me. So this bhakti, this devotional service is most important. And how can one obtain it? Yes. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangyena parijayate. That is stated. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangyena parijayate. One can get bhakti only by the association of bhagavata bhakta. The Vaishnavas, the sadhus, the devotees. No other way is there. So Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee, great sadhu. Therefore, by his association, all demoniac boys became bhakta, became devotees, became Vaishnavas, became Krishna conscious. Understand? And Sanda and Amarka, their two teachers were very much afraid of that. Because they were teaching them about politics. You understand? About economic development, about sense gratification, so many things. Material enjoyment, so many things. You understand? But the teachings are found ineffective. Whereas, the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj was very effective. You understand? So, they were very much afraid. You understand? And this is the general thinking. You understand? We also find such things nowadays. Many people ask this question. You understand? If all will become Vaishnava, if all will become devotees, if all will go to Vaikuntha, then what will happen in this world? Will be there in this world? You understand? This question they raise. They are very much thinking about this material world and material enjoyment. You understand? Will there in this material world and a material enjoyment, then this world will be void, empty, nobody will be there. Then what is the benefit? They say, you understand? But they cannot understand that this is the goal of the life, human life. That one and all human beings should develop Krishna consciousness, in other words, should be devotees. Thereby, they can have the supreme perfection of their life. If all the inhabitants of this world become bhaktas, become devotees, become Vaishnavas, by the teaching of a very powerful Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj, then it is a good fortune, isn't it? So this material planet will be elevated to Vaikuntha Loka, become a spiritual planet. But how? Is there any harm? No harm, rather it is very, very good thing. But still these people are thinking, no. We want this material situation, material existence. We want to suffer here. We don't want happiness. In other words, when you say so, isn't it? You want happiness? You don't know what is the real happiness? Bhagavad Gita says, this material world, what is this material world? It's dukkha alayam shashvatam. It is full of misery. No pleasure is here. No happiness is here. In this material world, in material existence. And again, it is temporary. Ashashvatam. Any moment, any day, it will finish. It will destroy. It will turn into ashes. Why are you so much attached to this material world? You are such a fool, you don't want to be elevated to the spiritual planet of Vaikuntha Loka and have eternal happiness? This is a very sorry state of affairs. This is the state of a conditioned soul. Do you understand? There is a general saying. Do you understand? If a conditioned soul, you see, goes to Vaikuntha planet, still he finds, no, it is very, very uncomfortable for me. It's not good for me. Do you understand? And another saying is there, if you give very nice palatable dishes to a hog, 2-liter hog, it will never appreciate it. Rather it will say, oh, that's my stool. Oh, that's very nice thing. You understand? Yes. He's thinking, this 2-liter hog is thinking, how foolish these human beings are. They're not eating such nice thing I am eating. Such is the case. You see, they are so much suffering, there is so much suffering and the conditioned souls are suffering life after life here. Still they don't want to live. So much attachment. This is wonderful. Stone is seeing at the same time startling and sadhus like Prahlad Maharaj very sorry to look at this. See their mentality. You understand? Still, when we sadhu like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, what is the aim of human life and what is good for his soul? As a small child, take the example of a small child, he doesn't know what is good, what is bad. So, the fire is burning, very effulgent fire is there. The innocent child runs there and wants to thrust his finger into the fire. But the parents doesn't know that it's burning. Burning fire, it will burn the finger of the child, so that he burn the child, not to do it. You understand? The child cries, no, 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 I want that. Isn't it? But parents debar it, because they know it will burn the finger. They know, the child doesn't know. Similarly, the Vaishnavas, the sadhus like Prahlad Maharaj know this thing very well. This material existence is miserable. Nobody can get any sort of happiness here. You understand? So they teach the conditioned souls about Krishna consciousness and be happy. Talk to this Krishna consciousness seriously and be happy. You understand? In spite of all objections, of hindrances, all criticisms, the sadhus do, because they know it very well. You understand? This is the fact. This is the result of sadhus. So sadhus are Vaishnavas, are devotees, they are very, very merciful. Their heart bleeds when they see the sufferings of these conditioned souls here. So out of their causeless mercy, they come down here to this material platform and taste this Krishna consciousness to each one. Instruct them to become Krishna conscious, to become devotee and be happy. The lower manava dhamma lobhya sansare krishna na bhajino dukho kahibo kaha. That's nice song, you know it. The sadhus say so. You understand? Dullava manava dhamma lobhya sansare dukho na krishna na bhajino dukho kahibo kaha. Oh, this person Nohari has got a very nice human body, rarely obtainable body, is such foolish rascal, is not doing Krishna bhajan, his soul is living such a miserable life, is so unhappy. Sadhu sees this unhappiness here. You understand? If some human being doesn't do Krishna bhajan, you understand? He may have much wealth. You understand? Very good bank balance. Must have situated or posted in a very good post. A minister like that, a prime minister like that, in this material world. You understand? He must have a great deal of material enjoyment. You understand? Everything he might have. Still, if he is not doing Krishna bhajan, he is in the miserable condition. He might be thinking that he is very happy, I am very well now. But he doesn't know. The next moment, what will happen to him? You understand? Sadhu says, this material world is very, very dangerous. Padipadi people are. There is danger at every stage. They don't know it. You understand? The sadhus know it. Vaishnavas know it. So they caution the general public, people. This material world is very, very miserable, very dangerous situation. There is danger at every step. Be careful. Do Krishna bhajan. You understand? Surrender yourself completely unto the holy name of Krishna. You understand? Then that will protect you. They have been stuck like this. But this materially contaminated people, they face the conditioned souls, they don't accept it. Rather, they want this, like a stool eater hog wants to eat stool. These people want these nasty things, this material enjoyment. Dehi sanspada bhoga, dukha dono eva hi. Adyanta-vanta-pauntaya-nate-sura-mate. Gita says, responsible of bhoga, this material enjoyment or sense gratification is not at all pleasing, not at all pleasurable. You understand? Result or outcome is dukkha, misery, dukkha-dhona. Rather, it is the source of all sorts of misery. Those who are Buddha, those who are wise men, intelligent men, arhats, Vaishnavas, sadhu, they are not attached to it. Not this from it. They never take pleasure in it because they know what it is. You understand? And those who are attached to it, those who are taking pleasure into it, they instruct them as Prahlad Maharaj did. This is a real paropakar. You understand? This is a real paropakar. As Mahaprabhu instructed, Bharata Bhumite Manushya Janma Hila Jat, Janma Sattva Puri Karo, paropakar. What is that paropakar? That means make one and all Krishna conscious. There's a divide of this consciousness. Inculcate such consciousness in them. You become first, if you are born as a human being in India, first you become Krishna and Krishna consciousness. And inculcate this consciousness in others who are devoid of this consciousness. This is real paropakara. And Vaishnavas do this paropakara. Prahlad Maharaj did this. Yes? This is the purport of this verse today.
Why have people in general addicted, so much addicted to material affairs,
yes,
and sense gratification, rather to try to become Krishna conscious? And what is the loss for one who becomes Krishna conscious?
Lost? L-O-S-T?
Yeah. Is lost. Is there lost to become Krishna conscious?
L-O-S-T?
No, lost.
L-U-S-T?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that is lost.
Yes.
That is the only reason. That is first hindrance. You understand? The lost is the first hindrance on the path of becoming Krishna conscious. You understand?
Yes. So the question, main question is why?
I'll also say, add something, some cross question, I'll ask you, why that hog is so much attached to its tool? Same question I ask you. Similarly, your question is like that. Because he is a stool-eater hog. He gets pleasure in eating stool, though it is abominable. That is his nature. You understand? Similarly, a conditioned soul, which is captured by Maya. He has forgotten his real identity. You understand? So, he has been hunted by a ghost or Pisachi, Maya Pisachi. What do you say, Pisachi? A witch. You understand? Maya, witch. You understand? He has been hunted by witch. Therefore, he is so much addicted to this material enjoyment. The witch wants soul. But as a soul, he doesn't want. And he has been hunted by witch. So drive out that witch. See? You understand? Then he will be attracted towards this nectar. Krishna katha. You understand? You understand now? Yes. That is the reason. He has been haunted by that ghost of witch, Maya. Maya de Pisachi.
How can they become free from that?
You see, it is a general rule. You understand? If someone is haunted by a ghost or witch, how that ghost or witch will bring out a gunya, we say gunya, to know the mantra, to drive out that ghost or witch. So that gunya, nor a mantra, that person, we must call that person. So he'll utter mantra and slap. You get out from here. Slap you. So that witch or ghost will get out. And best process is chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is very, very, you see, troublesome. Yeah, very, very unpleasing. You understand? Part ghost or witch. Oh, who is this? chanting all this time. Oh, let me get up, let me get up.
So the conditioned soul, we are so much attached to material affairs. And it's very difficult to become Krishna conscious. But by his intelligence, he should understand that he's
understand if he associates with sadhus like Prahlad Maharaj and listen to him. And so develop simplicity, put faith, firm faith in the words of sadhus. Then he will be benefited. If he is not simple, no simplicity in his heart, if he is crooked by nature, he won't get any benefit. Everything will enter into this year, pass away by this year.
That means foolish number.
Foolish number. You understand? Yes. Therefore, all the Mahajanas say, become simple. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says so. You understand? What is Vaishnavism? The simplicity is Vaishnavism. Those are real Vaishnavas, they are very simple by nature. As simple as a child. You understand? The example is given. As simple as a child. Then you can very easily develop, make advancement in this path. If you are simple, develop simplicity. You understand?
That simplicity means toward the word of sadhus, scriptures, instruction.
Yes, that's it. Put firm faith in it. As a child, example is child. You see, child is very simple. He doesn't know what is crookedness, you see. If some wicked person comes, the child has put on balloon ornaments, his parents have given, and that thief or dacoit comes, all right, I'll take this child and take away all these things. So he gives a laddu to him. You child, please come, here's laddu. He takes laddu, laddu. The child is very small, right? I want laddu. So he goes to him, he gives him laddu. The child eats laddu, they're nice, sweet. So he takes it. He goes to him. It's so simple. He doesn't know that he is a thief or dacoit. Rub my ornaments off. He doesn't know it. It's so simple. Go with him. You see. So simple. The simplicity is Vaishnavism. The Vaishnava should be simple. One may ask. It will be so simple. All the wicked persons, their tastes are demons, will create some problems in our path. You understand? They will similarly capture us and take us away. You understand? Well, what happened? We were very simple and completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna will protect you. Don't be afraid. You understand? So in the case of Jada Bharat, you see, that is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jada Bharat. He was Jada, dumb person. Outwardly, he poses like that. Really, he is not dumb. Outwardly, he poses like that. You understand? So, these demons came and captured Jada Bharat and took him to Goddess Kali to slay there. Thereby they will get the boon from Goddess Kali. If they can give Nararakta, human blood to Kali. You understand? So they took him and just made him sit down before Kali, Goddess Kali. You understand? And told him just to go down like that. Then draw out that sword to chop up his head. But Goddess Kali, but he was surrender soul, Jada Bharat. He didn't protest. He did everything. All right, I'll go down. Then the dwarves, the guys drew out their sword, chop off his head. But as he was a completely surrendered soul, Krishna protected him. So Goddess Kali, servant of Krishna, isn't it? His Vaishnavi. So Kali saw, what are these nonsense these people are doing? They are going to kill a Vaishnava, a bhakta. So Kali came out from that deity with her sword and chopped off the demons, the worshippers of Kali. And Jara Bharat was protected, you see. It's so simple how he's protected. This simple is it. Thank you. Seventh canto. Chapter 8. Text 3-4.
उपावेशचलद्गात्रो
उत्तृङ्गन्तुं मनो दधे क्षिप्त्वा पुरुषया वाचा रादुङ्गतरणम् आहेक्षमाण पापेन तिरश्चीनेन चक्षुषा प्रश्रयावनतं दान्तं बद्धाञ्जलिमवस्थितं सर्पपदाहतो इव शोषन् प्रकृति दारुण चलद्गात्र पुत्रं हन्तुं मनोदधि क्षिप्त्वा पुरुषया वाचा प्रादुम् अतदरणम् आये क्षमाण पापेन तिरश्चिनेन चक्षुषा रस्वया मनतुं दान्तुं बद्धाञ्जलिम् अवस्थितम् सर्पपदाहत इव शोषन् प्रकृति दारुण When Hiranyakashipu understood the entire situation, he was extremely angry, so much so that his body trembled. Thus he finally decided to kill his son Prahlada. Hiranyakashipu was by nature very cruel, and feeling insulted, he began hissing like a snake, trampled upon by someone's foot. His son Prahlada was peaceful, mild, and gentle. His senses were under control and he stood before Hiranyakashipu with folded hands. According to Prahlada's age and behavior, he was not to be chastised. Yet with staring, crooked eyes, Hiranyakashipu rebuked him with the following harsh words. When one is impudent towards a highly authorized devotee, one is punished by the laws of nature. Duration of his life is diminished and he loses the blessings of superior persons and the results of pious activities. Hiranyakashipu, for example, had achieved such great power in the material world that he could subdue practically all the planetary systems in the universe, including the heavenly planet Sarvaloka. Yet now, because of his mistreatment of such a Vaishnava as Prahlada Maharaj, all the joys of his tapasya diminished. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ayu Sriyam Jaso Dharmam Lokan Ashisha Eva Cha Haranti Sriyansi Sarvani Puso Mahat Adhikrama. When one mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possession, and good fortune are all destroyed. Upa वेशतलात् घात्रः पुत्रं हन्तुं मनो दधि क्षिप्त्वा पुरुषया वाचाः रादुम् अतदरणम् आहेक्षमाण पापेन तिरश्चिनेन चक्षुषा प्रश्रयावनतं दान्तं बदाञ्जलिम् अवस्थितं सर्पपदाहत इव शोषन् प्रकृतिदारुणम् Hiranyakashipu was a demon. He is an appeased asura. He is an enemy of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as the devotees of the Lord. It is stated that in this material world there are always two types of human beings. You know what are those? What are those? Tell me.
Demigod and Asura.
Demigod and Asura. Yes, yes.
Bhakta and
Abhakta. Daiva, demigod and Asura. Daiva and Asura. That's all right. Two types of human beings. So who are Daiva? Demigods. And who are Asura?
Demigod is the servant of the Lord. Demigod is the surrender soul. The servant of the Lord. Whereas the Asura, they are demons. And the Abhakta, the non-devotee.
Non-devotee. Demigod means devotees. Asura, non-devotees. You understand? Simple definition. Vishnu Bhakta Prabhu Daiva, Asura Tad Viparcha. This is stated. Vishnu Bhakta Prabhu Daiva, Asura Tad Viparcha. Those are Vishnu Bhakta. Devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are Daiva. Demigods. Asura Tad Viparcha. The opposite. They are opposite. That means those who are not devotees of Lord Vishnu. They are demons. You understand? Asura. So Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee. For us, his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, was Asura, demon. So there are, you see, there is eternal enmity between Daiva and Asura. So, Prahlad Maharaj was an enemy of demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, naturally. What are the mistreatments, misbehavior? All description is now, will be given now. What did his demoniac father do with devotee son Prahlad Maharaj? Therefore, what this result is a lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, good fortune are all destroyed now. Such is the result of mistreatment of a Vaishnava, or blasphemy of a Vaishnava, sadhu. Therefore, question is there. One should not blaspheme a sadhu, a Vaishnava, or mistreat a sadhu or Vaishnava. You understand? If someone does so, so everything he has obtained will be destroyed. Lifespan, opulence, good fortune, reputation, whatever he has, all will be destroyed. Even the Lord won't accept his worship, his puja. You understand? all shastras, they say so. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is said, Hema Vaishnava Bhero Ninna Kore Jai Jana করে যেই জন সেই পায়ে দুঃখ জন্ম জীবন মরণ ইফ সামওয়ান ব্লাসফেমিজ সচ এ বৈষ্ণব লাইক প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ হি গেটস হি গোস টু হেল বাই হি গেটস মিজারি ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইজ পানিশড বিদ্যা কুল তপ সব বিফল তাহার বৈষ্ণব নিন্দয় যে সে পাপি দুরাচার অল ইজ এডুকেশন অল ইজ ইটস গ্রেট আই বার্থ ইজ তপস্যা অস্ট্রেটি পেনান্স এভরিথিং ইজ ডেস্ট্রয়েড প্রজাও পূজাও তাহার কৃষ্ণ না করে গ্রহ বৈষ্ণবর নিন্দা করে যে পাপিষ্ঠ ভগবান কৃষ্ণ নেভার অ্যাকসেপ্ট হিজ পূজা আরাধনা ওয়র্শিপ ইউন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড এগেইন ইট ইজ স্টেটেড দ্যাট সামওয়ান মে বি ভেরি ভেরি পাওয়ারফুল লাইক